We moved to Bangkok in April, and I found myself doing something I have done many times across many countries. Walking into a room full of women I didn't know, and starting my visibility from scratch. Not because I had nothing to say, not because my work had changed, but because context changes everything. And I know that feeling. I've lived it, and I know many of you are living it right now. You've got decades of experience. You've led things, built things, seen things. And yet when it comes to putting yourself forward, really stepping into visibility, something holds you back. And today we're going to talk about why. I'm Emily Rogers, and this channel is for capable women who are tired of carrying everything and quietly wondering when it is their turn. We have honest conversations here, no fluff, no motivational language that evaporates by morning, just what is actually true about navigating this season. So let's start with something most visibility content skips entirely. Why the hesitation exists in the first place. Women who step forward are judged differently, criticized differently. You don't have to look far in history or even in recent news to see that. The woman who speaks up is too much, too assertive, too ambitious, too loud. The hesitation is not irrational, it's learned as a response to a real pattern. And telling yourself just to be more confident or to put yourself out there doesn't touch any of that. What I work with is this: the fear is real and it has a source. Understanding the source is the first step to choosing what you do with it. Women with 20 and 30 years of experience, the women that I work with, still talk about their expertise as though they're not quite sure if it counts. They will say something like, "I've been doing this for a while," or "I think I've got something to offer," or "I'm not sure if I'm qualified to say this, but." Meanwhile, they're describing an experience that took decades to build, skills that most people in the room don't have, a perspective that is genuinely rare. I worked with a client I want to tell you about. She had held a senior marketing role in the UK and Europe. She'd won global awards. She turned around businesses. And then she moved back to New Zealand and found herself trying to re-enter the job market. The feedback she kept getting was, why New Zealand and why now? Her CV wasn't translating. Her expertise hadn't changed, but the context had. And in that new context, she'd become invisible, not because she lacked substance, but because she'd not found the language for this new room. This is not a unique story, it's a pattern. As I arrived in Bangkok, I didn't walk in as a woman who'd been running a coaching business for 8 years. I walked in as someone new, someone nobody had a context for yet. I've done this enough times to know the pattern. The visibility you built in one place doesn't automatically travel. You arrive in a new room and you're starting again. Not from zero, because everything you know is still there, but from an unknown. And I think this is one of the things that makes visibility so particularly complex for women, especially those who move through different contexts, whether it's different countries or different chapters. Every new beginning requires you to choose to be seen again. You have to decide again that you are worth the risk. I also worked with a lady who, with years of experience and genuinely powerful work, her problem was not her offer, it was her language. She was describing her work in terms that made complete sense to her, but were completely opaque to the people she wanted to reach. She was hiding, not on purpose, because she'd never had to translate what she did for people outside of her own world. Visibility is not about putting yourself in front of more people, it's about being understood. You can be in the room and still be invisible. Visibility requires being understood, not just seen. Let me be direct about what visibility actually affects. Opportunities. Who gets asked? Who gets considered? Revenue. Authority. Influence. And business growth. Staying small protects you from some of the risks, but it also holds you back from the impact that you're actually capable of. In the work I do with women through transition intelligence, there's a phase I call decide. And here's what I want you to know about that phase. You can't lead your next chapter while remaining hidden in your current one. The decide phase requires visibility, not perfect, polished visibility, but the willingness to be seen in the in-between before you have all the answers, before the new chapter is formed. It doesn't mean shouting louder. It means being willing to occupy the space that you've actually earned. That's different. Taking up that space is leadership, and it is a choice. You cannot lead your next chapter while remaining hidden in your current one. So I want to leave you with a question. Where are you staying small right now? Not because you lack expertise, and not because you have nothing to say, but because something is in you is weighing the risk of being seen. Here's another question. The one that probably matters more. What would you do or say if you knew you would not be judged for it? Sit with that, because that gap between what you would do without judgment and what you are currently doing, this is where your visibility lives. If visibility is something you're navigating right now, I'd love to have a conversation with you about it. I invite you to book a free call with me. You can go to theleaptolead.com. There is a button on my website, and I'll put the link in the show notes.